everybody, it's Angel. It's Friday, and so I want to talk about fetishes. Fetish Friday, it just feels right, you know? It just feels good. So, I just wanted to talk about, a few things. First off, fetishes fascinate me. They're amazing and interesting, and I like hearing about them and reading about them and learning about new ones, because it really is. It's fascinating to find out how different people's minds work, and not so much what they're turned on by, but why. Because I know the daddy little girl lifestyle and role play and all of that was really something I was like, oh, no, I'm not touching that ever. And then once I started talking to people and knowing all the different dynamics and that it doesn't necessarily mean incest and that you can mean it just, you know, portraying the little girl inside of you, but you're still an adult, you're still a woman. It kind of opened up my world a little bit. I'm like, oh yeah, I could totally see that. And then it's never a bad thing to open your mind up and learn. Especially if it's something you really think you're really against, just to know for sure you're against it, for the right reasons and not just because of lack of knowledge. Which I think is most fetishes, people are kind of freaked out or grossed out or horrified by them, or judge people that have them just because they don't know. You can't help what you're turned on by. And so I really love sex toys, and I don't know if people consider that a fetish, but they arouse me and excite me, and I get excited, very excited about them. So we're going to talk about them for a little bit. I have lots. I don't have enough to, like, start a sex shop, but I have a good collection. It's really just trial and error with sex toys. And, of course, you know, you can buy so much online now that you don't have to go to the sex shop. Although I really am not, I'm not at all ashamed to go to the local sex shop. We have, like, not a bad one here. It's not, like, trashy, or I don't feel like I need to take a bath in Purell after I leave it. But it's just not a big selection. I live, you know, out in the middle of nowhere, so people aren't real open to that. So thank you, internet. Anyways, I like vibrators a lot. I always have to buy higher end, better ones, because if you know me at all, about me and vibrators, my relationship with vibrators is a great one at first, but I get off a lot. I use them a lot. And so I've gone through dozens and dozens because the motor, dies on me, even with the really good ones. I use them a ton, but they're well loved while they're working, I promise. I like all sorts of different ones. I like wands. I've had a few of them. And dildos. My preference with those is I like thinner ones, smaller ones. And it doesn't have anything to do with preference of, like, a guy's cock. It's just I prefer to play with thinner toys. And I get asked that a lot about a guy's cock size and what I want. I can't control that. Like, I don't lay in bed at night and dream of the perfect size cock. I don't. It doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is the person attached to it. I get asked that so much, and it's not important. So, I mean, obviously it's one of the last things you find out about a person when you're starting out in a relationship. At least it is for me. Everyone's different. But I don't choose thinner toys because I prefer thinner cocks. I could care less about what it is. Length doesn't matter at all to me. All the, like, every woman is different, obviously, but the really sensitive parts of my pussy are right, like, at the entrance a little bit, like, you know, right when you pass the threshold. So it doesn't matter, because whatever length the guy is, he's gonna hit that spot, so I'm happy with anything. But, I really prefer glass toys with some texture to it, with, like, the little bumps or swirls, the raised parts of the glass. I like that a lot. I love the feeling of the cold glass. It's so awesome. Feels really good. And I get really wet. Like, I always have. I just do. I get aroused very easily. So I've never, I mean, I have lube, but I've never had to use much of it. I mean, for anal, yes, that's very important, but not for my pussy. I love anal. It's great. Oh my gosh. It's amazing. I have butt plugs. I have glass ones and, other different materials. I ordered online these two princess plugs, which are like the stainless steel plug with like the jewel on the end, the stopper. Stopper, is that right? We're gonna go with it. And they're really pretty purple little, like, gems. And I was so excited. And I get them, and holy hell, guys, they're fucking huge. There's one supposed to be small, and one was supposed to be, large. I don't know why. There wasn't a medium option from where I ordered. And I was like, oh, sure, we'll just, you know, skip that step. Or I have other things. Well, the small one is huge, and, like, the large fits the palm of my hand. Now, granted, I don't have huge hands, but that's never going to go inside of me. And even the small one, like, I think I played with it once, and I'm just like, But I'm not a big, like, anal toy person by myself. Like, if I'm with a partner having sex, and then I'm all for anal. But by myself, it's just not something I really crave or need to get off. It's really rare that it's something I really... I'm like, oh my gosh. I mean, I'm always craving sex, but, anal by myself is just not something I need. Everyone's different. I mean, there's nothing wrong with people that do. I would never judge anything like that. That's just my personal desires and needs. Maybe I'm just lazy. I get off so much. Maybe I'm just like, I don't need that. I really just want an orgasm. Anal orgasms for me are when I have a get off with anal sex is pretty incredible. Probably some of the more intense orgasms I've had. What else? I have nipple clamps. Have a pair. And I think that's just another one of those toys for me that maybe I'd like it if I was with someone. Like, playing around and stuff like that. But by myself, it doesn't really do anything for me. And I do. Like, I have large breasts. They're very sensitive. I like playing with them. I like having other, you know, a partner playing with them and touching them and rubbing them and squeezing them. But, by myself, yeah, no, nipple clamps, I think they're probably more enjoyable with someone else. And, I like being tied down. So, like, I like those things that go under the mattress. Like, it's like a chain that goes underneath the mattress and up at the head of the bed. You know, there's the like wrist cuffs, and then down at the foot of the bed are the ankle cuffs to keep you in place for whatever the person has planned for you. That's very fun. Very fun. I like giving up control. What else do I have? Anal beads. I have vibrating anal beads. Okay, vibrating anal beads. People, if you like anal and you've never tried them, go get them. They're amazing. Amazing. really good. Good stuff. Again, awesome when you have someone else with you, too. And, yeah, I'm pretty open to anything. I like being, I'm sorry, my cat just jumped up on my bed. I'm sitting here recording for you guys, and he's just like, hey, what's up? Sorry. So that was him. He said hello. What else? He totally threw me off. Sorry. What else? Yeah, I'm open to try most anything. Oh, like whips, fun. The little, like, feathers, like, okay, seriously, and to be tied up and have that, the little feather, kind of like a feather duster, but not a feather duster, amazing. If you've ever tried honey dust, if you haven't, it's fun, because it's, like, tastes good and makes your skin soft, so totally recommend that. Yeah, I like experimenting and trying new things, and, sex furniture, the Liberator Store, if you've never ever investigated that website, they have all these different forms, and they're different shapes, and I have a couple, they're very dusty, but they have, like, a ramp and a wedge, and they're really great because you can do a lot of awesome positions. And you know how everyone's so busy, you know, and you work so much and you put so much time into your life outside of that. And then when you're in a relationship and you want to have incredible sex, you want to really give it your all, but you can't help it. You're exhausted. These forms are really awesome because they hold you. I mean, obviously you're laying in different positions, like they elevate your hips or, you know, put you at different angles. So you're not exerting as much energy. So the sex is, you can focus on, you know, the more intimate part of it and focus more on your partner and what's going on and what you're feeling over holding a certain position. And especially I like doggy style. I hate calling it doggy style, but I always say, like, going from behind on my hands and knees. I don't know, doggy style is like, think about two dogs humping in the backyard. It's not, doesn't get me going. but it's, you know, when a guy's going at it for a while behind you, you know, your arms, you want to be sexy and you want to have your back arched and, you know, you want to be looking, you have your head turned and your, you know, your hair is all perfect and trying to look hot for him, but so, you know, it gets tiring to hold that position for a while. So these shapes are really awesome because, you know, they can hold your hips up and you don't have to exert all your upper body strength just to look sexy. because I mean, granted, I've never talked to a guy who's been like, oh, I can't believe she couldn't hold that position forever. I mean, no, they're like, she's letting me fuck her from behind. I'm happy. So, there's not a lot of complaints, but I know, at least personally, it's not just about, you know, saying, hey, yeah, let's do this awesome sexual thing. It's also like, I want to put on a good show for, you know, who I'm with. I want him to be like, holy shit, she's amazing. Oh my gosh, she's so hot. Like, I can't believe she's doing this. Or I want to give my best during that time, because it's just really important to me. Sex is really important in a relationship to me. And if there's anything that can help or make it more creative and not make it boring, that can make it better, I'm open to it. And since I'm not in a relationship and having sex, the sex toys are kind of helping keep me going, because I get off a lot. I get off, you know, 15, 20 times a day sometimes. Sometimes. Not every day. A lot of the time I am, though. And people are always like, oh my god, I could never keep up with you. And it's not like that when I'm in a relationship and having sex with someone, because obviously quality trumps quantity. So I'm happy if I'm getting sex once a day. I can totally be a very happy camper with that. So, alright, my loves. I hope you're wonderful. Hope you enjoyed my talking. I love learning about fantasies and for fetishes. So if there's like a fetish, an out there fetish that you're like, oh, I wonder what she thinks of that, send it to me. I'll talk about it next Friday. So I love you all. I hope you're awesome. You know, definitely, investigate sex toys. Oh, and guys, guys are like, oh, girls have all the cool sex toys. There's, you know, not a bunch. I had a gate up so the dog wouldn't come in, but he just knocked it over, so that's that noise. I'm sorry. Such defiant animals. There's awesome guy toys. I mean, I don't know. It's, you got the Fleshlight, you've got the Pocket Pussy, which is really a horrible name. I mean, really. I mean, it's up there with dildo, because I hate the word dildo. It's so stupid. I always hear Eric Cartman in my head just calling his cat a dildo, or calling people a dildo, because it's just a dumb name for something. And Pocket Pussy is not much better. What else? You guys have cock rings and, like, vibrating cock rings. And if you're into, you know, that denial, there's the little cages and stuff. What else? Well, obviously, anal toys for you guys. Yeah. Fun stuff. Lots of lube. I always, had a boyfriend, and, he would rate my different lotions on, like, which one worked better for masturbating, and I think he ended, I don't remember, God, that was a long time ago, that was really funny, though. So whenever I look at lotion, I'm just like, I wonder what texture, if this would be a good one to get off with for a guy. I don't know. It's so random. It's late, and I just wanted to make you guys an audio, so I hope you're fantastic, and I'm going to end this now, because you guys got to hear my cat, my dog knock over the gate, the pet gate. I had nothing planned. I just wanted to talk about sex toys, so I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll talk to you all very soon. Mwah. Bye.